Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
All right, we have two very special guests here on the Big Red Bench this evening. We have Simon Healy and Jake Keating in with us. Simon, we'll start with yourself. We're on about a charity football match, Gaelic for Good. I'm playing in it. I'm delighted to be a part of it. But can you tell us how it came to be in the first place?
Yeah, of course. So, started all actually when I was working as a mechanic. I just got sick of it. Was working. And what I do on my day-to-day, I usually help people. I do student road rescue and we do free breakdowns for students. So I was always doing bits and pieces of charity. Originally from Mayo, we are obsessed with football. So combined to do together and we started Gaelic for Good. So what Gaelic for Good is we have a large panel of social media influencers. And what they do is they individually choose a charity that means something to them. And they play a Gaelic football match. Now, matches up in Dublin, I know for Cork people, not the best. Oh,
but it's not going to go down well.
No, not going to go down well at all. But August the 8th, it's absolutely brilliant. And we have one of our players with us. It's players of all mixed skill levels. So we have Jake here.
Hi, guys.
Jake, what's your background in Gaelic football and what are you looking forward to it?
So the last time I played Gaelic football, or should I say the only time, was at one of my friend's birthday parties in primary school. And I tucked the ball under my shirt and ran. So it's fair to say I'm not the best at it, but I'll pick it up.
Well, we did a bit of training there. How do you think you got on? We had a bit of training in the Corraheen pitch outside.
Do you know, I got good with the hop solo and the hand pass. So I've the basics down to a T. So
exactly. That's all you need now.
Simon, why was it important for you to bring in people with, you know, mixed abilities of football? And like, we have inter-county players and people who've never kicked up Gaelic football before.
100%. So obviously there is a large mix and a demographic also of the genders. But it's very important, simple as, because there's a lot of people who are, especially in their 20s, that will see their friends playing and they've never picked up a ball in their life. And they'll feel intimidated. They won't want to sign up themselves to go to play Gaelic football or sign up for a club. So it's more than important that they're given an opportunity to say, look, it's probably your first time around playing Gaelic football. Here's an experience. If you like it, we hope that you would spread on Gaelic football across all your platforms. Because a lot of these people, they have platforms that are from England, America, Australia, the whole world over. And it is very important to spread our Irish sport worldwide.
On the charity front, how many charities have we signed up with us so far?
So far, we're at the 16 mark. That's divided into our panel. So obviously, there is a bit of overlap where some people would choose the same charities. But individually, out of the best ones we have, that is one based here in Cork, is Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland. They're absolutely brilliant. They joined us at our charity gala in Dublin. They do very, very important work all across the Cork region and Ireland, so we're very happy to have them on board.
For fans of Love Island, we have a very special participant as well this year. Do you want to tell us who it is?
Well, we have a certain fella who has recently dyed his hair blonde. We have Fitzy on board. Absolutely brilliant man. We can have nothing bad to say about him. He signed up for Gaelic for Good. He's playing on the white team, Clann na Blaha. And it's very, very exciting to have him down.
Will the intercounty lads be taking it easy on the lowly footballers such as myself, or what way is that going to go?
Now, they've been encouraged to take it very, very easy on themselves. But again, it's a bit of a game and everyone wants a bit of entertainment. So we'll see what happens. But nothing too crazy.
Where do you hope Gaelic for Good can go throughout the next few years? I mean, we're starting off at this point, but where do you think it can end up, hopefully?
Hopefully, it's just it gets on a national and international level where people are able to see Gaelic for Good for what it is. They see lots of people come together to actually raise money for various funds for even the smaller charities that don't get recognised. But from a sports point of view, we'd love to see Gaelic more spread out worldwide. So if this helps, even though it might just be a tiny little Gaelic match, all the difference.
Jake, you're playing for Team Gael Force. But tell us a bit about your charity. We have every player for a different cause written on it at the moment, but hopefully it'll be your sponsor on the day. Can you tell us a bit about your own charity?
Yeah, so the charity that I actually went for is the Bone Marrow Trust. The main reason I decided to choose this charity is because one of the main things they do is they look after people with leukemia. And a couple of years ago, I lost my granddad to leukemia. So I just think it kind of suits me in that kind of sense. And I'm really looking forward to representing them.
Well, it's great that everyone can have their own personal story. I'm sure everyone's been affected by something in some way or another. Simon, is there any more events coming that people can expect to see? When can people find you on socials? Anyway, I presume, hopefully across all the influencers that you have anyway.
100%. So, first point would say socials. You can see us on TikTok. It's just Gaelic, the number 4, good. Instagram, Gaelic for Good. And events we have up coming in 2027. Now, the venue is to be confirmed. We have our first ever charity awards. So we celebrate people in 3 categories. We celebrate people in sports, in charity, and social media. So that's coming up. Should be around April 3rd, 2027. It's not just open for people involved in Gaelic for Good. It's people involved in all areas of sports. That could be soccer, Gaelic football, hurling, rugby. It doesn't matter what it is. Especially if it's someone who's working at club level, they work like a dog and they don't get recognition for it. So if anyone has anyone that they want to nominate, it could be a parent, uncle, absolutely anyone, a neighbour, brilliant. Nominate them for the award up in 2027 and they'll win a nice one out of it.
The big match, I mean, you hear about All-Ireland Finals today, but it doesn't get much bigger than Gaelic for Good, really, when it comes to... Where is the... I know you said Dublin. Yeah. Where's the match? What date? What time? Can people buy tickets? Where's 100%. The money going?
Yeah, so St. Peregrine's, absolutely brilliant GA club to be dealing with. Big thanks to Gavin out there. But St. Peregrine's up in Dublin, just a wee bit outside Blanchardstown. The venue time is to be confirmed. However, the tickets, they will be up on sale. We're hoping to aim for in and around 2 weeks' time and 8th of August. So everyone will hope to see you there. I know it's a bit of a travel from Cork, but it's...
Well, I'd be there anyway, and you recruited your presenter Emer there outside a second ago, so you're you're getting teams built up the whole time.
The whole time.
Brilliant stuff. Well, lads, delighted to have you in studio, and you want to sign off with our what's it called?
Yeah.
1-2 Shimmy series is on the way on TikTok. That's all I'll say.
Have to find out what it is first.
They'll
anyway.
Have to find out. Do your research.
The Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.